Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Yeah. Everyone all set? Cocked, locked. Here we go. Your dial set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. Rich Evans with us. And last Friday, Bert discussed microwaves, deadly microwaves, 5G, cancer. And we know that microwaves cause cancer. If you get a chance to listen to last Friday's broadcast, it was a blockbuster. Today, another blockbuster. Welcome, Rich Sheehan.
Well, thank you, Vince. And one thing that we've done over the past many years is given so much information on electromagnetic radiation, whether it be cell phones, microwaves, 5G, frequencies. I mean, that's basically a lot of what's behind the Nazi DARPA program for conforming to certain ideologies. Part of the PSYOP is when, and we've talked about this, where they use technology, electromagnetic radiation and frequencies. It's similar technology or PSYOPs to the masks, the social distancing, the gene editing, the surveillance, tracking, tracing, hacking humans, all for climate change, fear, Agenda 21, and all the other lies and propagandas and hoaxes that they pull. But this is getting to the point where it's really serious. And, and they're even using nanotechnology. I believe one of the articles I have talks about that from a physician. It's funny you said that. About controlling people's minds. And I'm sure it's in one of my piles here that I'm going to discuss briefly today.
Well, I know for a fact. I've measured it. Not with meters per se. But I know for a fact that if you open up the case of a computer, you know, a metal enclosure, and the processor is about a gigahertz, let's say 800 megahertz on up, the likelihood of being confused, being near that close proximity to that open, unshielded case is really substantial. It happened to me over and over and over again. I was at the airport in Fayetteville, North Carolina, when I was designing the computer system to automate the city. And I went into the airport control tower. And I went into the back room where all those computers were, the radar and all that, and that turned me into a vegetable. So I know for a fact, through personal experience, that microwaves, high frequencies, can really mess with your mind. There's no question about it. I'm talking about the inability to think, almost not having enough wherewithal to get out of there. That's what this stuff can do to you. And I'm not kidding. Rich, back to you.
Why, we've discussed the Hegelian dialectic, professional wordsmithing, the Leipzig connection, all these German philosophers like Marx and Hegel, and this is all part of the mind control. It's all part of the globalism, passing unreasonable semantic, professional wordsmithing, superstition, age of global dominance. We've connected all these dots for this so-called liberal progressivism to make people believe what they are too intellectually lazy to read and research about. And that's why you have all these, I've mentioned all of these studies, mass formation psychosis, It's all behind mind control and fear and hypnosis and brainwashing. And the brain, even the Pentagon admits to this brainwashing. It's all part of the, that's why they do divide and conquer strategies. That's why they lower the bars of standards and expectations for a job. Think about it. If you have a country that no one hardly is doing their job, especially in big government or big corporations, which is the fascist system that they're trying to put forth on us, where we have no control over our own destiny, that affects everything, healthcare, food, military defense, uncontrollable borders where no one is vetted. Look, it's very obvious that the powers that be are taking down America, and they have to use the electromagnetic radiation, the frequencies, and all these mind control games, which eliminates value across the board, including the rule of law, in our country. And here's an article right here. I was going to mention it today while you were just talking. I just dug it up. New World Order using vaccines to make people more controllable. And the title of this article is Scientists Warns mRNA Vaccines Will Continue Killing People and Those Who Survive Will Be New World Order Puppets. And there's a reason, folks, why I try to create credibility and not give subjective emotional opinions like the left does. Because they give subjective emotional opinions, which is part of the psyops and mind control, but they don't back it up. That's what Hegel was. When you hear the term Hegelian dialect, this is a man from the 1800s, and I believe that, anyway, he was considered an imperial con artist, where confusions and conclusions were one of the same, and they were never sound. He couldn't connect the dots, okay? And basically, just the same thing as Marx and the Communist Manifesto and the Frankfurt School and Alinsky. They weave their lies around phony, pretend logic. They'll use... And I even have a quote here from Fauci I'm going to use as an example somewhere in my pile. None of their theories are valid. They can't prove anything. They just say stuff. And, you know, Hegel and Marx, I think Marx published the Communist Manifesto around 1850, 1848, somewhere around there. But just like Hegel and the dialect was really setting the stage for government interventions, confiscation, redistribution of wealth by what group you're in, lowering the bars of standards and expectations for a job, divide and conquer strategies, distractions of many sorts, not just bread and circuses. But this is all designed for a communitarian development so plans could be created with synergy, not for the people, but for the world elite, the very few, to control everything about country. They want to get rid of your sovereignty, which we've talked about many times, just like what the World Health Organization is going to be doing on May 22nd. We better wake up. It's basically redefining balance where the little people don't have a seat at the table. And you have to read this information. You're not going to understand unless you read and research history. And that's part of the rise of, you know, how they use political correctness to basically eliminate truth. And they use certain fake, phony wordsmithing to determine and implement solutions and ideas that we think we're going to fall for because they're presenting it as for we the people. Like you've heard me say this many times. They present it's all about equality, fairness, tolerance, diversity, inclusiveness. All these are politically correct words stolen by definition to use as a tool to control the people. Okay, I say these things with many different ways, many different examples, but it all comes down to the same conclusion if you use facts and truth And that's why we're called the independent slash truth slash new media. And not just USAPrepares.com, but a lot. Alex Jones on InfoWars, Steve Bannon, Stu Peters. Look, there's thousands, thousands of programs right now. And why are we so popular? Why is there such a big wake-up going on in the country and the world? It's because people have realized that they've been played. They've heard these anti-communitarian manifestos left and right. Agenda 21, oh, it's for the common good. Oh, sustainable city, development town, communitarian socialism, global warming, climate change. These are all elitist tools for, like, the United Nations, for example, the World Health Organization, the World Economic Forum, to micromanage the world through isms and ists. And they want to, if you don't agree, you're called a name. You know, you've heard me say this a million times, controversial racist, bigot, sexist, misogynist, homophobe, Taliban, and conspiracy theorist. That's what they do. They take the power out of individual rights and put it, and basically use that and deter that to different groups so they're infighting and fighting against each other. That's how they're doing. You know, growing smart. It's basically for Fed control over the land. They're literally using our enemies against each other to make freedom illegitimate. I want you to think about that. That's why I've given thousands of examples of divide and conquer strategies, of how they, the powers that be, are dumbing us down. This is why I mentioned how they use precedents to eliminate the law and nullify justifiable laws. And it's our right to disobey when they go against the law and against the Bill of Rights and Constitution. And this is why we do what we're doing. But going back to this article about New World Order using vaccines to make people more controllable, this guy by the name of Bach D is his pardon me if any of his people are listening or her people. Dr. Sukaret Bhakti, apparently a Thai-German microbiologist and expert on Wuhan 19 viruses and or COVID-19 viruses. And we've given so much information about how 5G, once it's implemented at a certain frequency, it's going to control people like puppets. This is very scary, people. Look, this is why I give published articles in the public domain so you don't think that we're giving our opinion to sell a narrative. No, the enemy sells a narrative. We're trying to sell freedom, liberty, life, rule of law, due process, the Constitution. Anyway, I'm just going to read a couple of lines because it's a pretty lengthy article. Bach D said the vaccines blind the minds of people because the vaccines are making people less intelligent. And this is the most dangerous part of it all. They're not just killing people. You also have myocarditis, you have strokes, you have heart attacks. These are all terrible, he or she says. But these athletes are dying. You got young people dying. But the worst thing is that billions of people injected are losing their minds, and they don't realize it. I want you to hear what this doctor just said.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammie, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is, Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Rich Evans with us. Blockbuster today. Please listen very carefully. Rich, back to you.
Well, thank you, Vince. I just want to put an exclamation point on what I was talking about before the commercial, folks. Look, we've talked about Stockholm Syndrome, cognitive dissonance. The biggest problem that I see through my reading and research is that people can't admit that they're wrong. Their ego and pride are getting in the way. Well, I've always been a Democrat. Well, I was told by the mainstream media there's no election fraud. Well, you know, vaccines are good, but I just can't admit it's a bioweapon. Global warming hoax. You know what? They just talk about it, but they don't really give any proof. In fact, all the proof they've given, it's been just the opposite. Remember Al Gore with Inconvenient Truth and stuff like that? I live close to Glacier National Park in Montana. They put up all these signs that the glaciers were going to be melted, and they had to take them down because it went past the date. Remember Florida, the East Coast was going to be underwater? Look, we've given thousands of examples that basically the aristocracy has given. You got to get over this left-right paradigm, folks. You have to do your reading and research on your own. And you have to put your ego and pride aside because humanity, not just America, humanity is almost ready to become extinct because too many people aren't doing enough. I mean, literally, the independent media is law enforcement. We're the judges, we're the juries, we're the lawyers, we're the politicians, we're the FBI, we're the FDA, we're the CDC. And not that we're giving opinions. We don't give any opinions. Everything in the medical industry, I use credible resources from physicians, researchers, and scientists. We have to admit when we're wrong. None of us are right all the time. I'm not right all the time. I'm sure Vince is not right all the time. Look, they're literally using, they're programming people like they're AI to sell narratives. And all this does is distract them down and divide us and make them rich richer. I mean, look what, I mean, I always give articles on economics. I'm going to do that today. But keep in mind how they're pushing, how the economy is doing well. It's the worst it's ever been by design. Everything's in the crapper. The trade deficit, GDP, disposable income, especially for the bottom 93%, manufacturing, divide and conquer strategies galore. You don't get a good job unless you're part of a certain group for whatever reason. You know, we're funding China around every corner. The velocity of money's in the crapper. Debt's through the roof, not just government and corporation, but independent and individual and household debt. Interest rates / inflation out of control. Look at the yield inversion tables. We've talked about this. Everything that you see isn't done by accident. It's planned and scripted to take America down. There's no fundamentals in the stock market anymore. Look at the jobs report. And they're bragging that wages are up. No, it's not, because they don't give real wages. When you hear the word real, it incorporates inflation. And I got some of those numbers I'm going to get to later in the program. Listen, I go off into a lot of tangents. I apologize. I have a lot of information. So this is why I know it's not fun to listen to. I know it's not glamorous. My objective, our objective at USAPrepares.com is to wake as many people up as possible at this time in history. But you have to not believe us, which means that you have to go to the books and go to credible websites and get credible resources to verify what we're saying. And this is, again, why I use published articles in the public domain. Okay, here we go, folks. I'm going to start with election fraud, and the reason why is because I saw Dinesh D'Souza's 2,000 Mules. Keep in mind, folks, we can talk about things all day long. If we and the powers that be don't eliminate the dirty voter rolls, the machines, and bring back transparency, U.S. sovereignty is dead on arrival. Okay? This is why they use, going back to the PSYOPs, they use the word hate speech all the time. Because they use this to silence truth, to discredit certain people. Remember, Barack Obama legalized propaganda. And who had a truth ministry, folks? Hitler and Stalin. Keep that in mind. We'll be right back after this break, people.
Yeah, and Biden. And Biden. He's got one, too. We'll be right back.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The president will be addressing key issues such as inflation and how his administration plans to tackle it later on Tuesday. Missouri Republican Senator Josh Hawley believes that the Biden administration's policies are driving inflation.
He's responsible for this inflationary binge. He's the one who's given it to us. Gas prices have been going up for an entire year and a half now under him. There's a simple solution to this, by the way. Why don't we produce American energy?
That audio courtesy of Fox and Friends. The Biden administration is again allowing leasing sales for oil and gas drilling. The White House says the main drivers of inflation are supply chain issues, the COVID-19 pandemic, and the Russian invasion of Ukraine. Primaries taking place in Nebraska and West Virginia today. In West Virginia, former President Trump backed Representative Alex Mooney. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Pro-abortion activists gather outside the homes of the six conservative Supreme Court justices to protest an illegally leaked draft opinion indicating the court will overturn the Roe v. Wade opinion that legalized abortions nationwide. Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz is no fan of those protesters.
These thugs have no business at the private homes of any government officials, these Supreme Court justices or anyone else. These thugs who dox the justices should be embarrassed.
Home prices in 97% of U.S. cities are overvalued. That's according to a new poll put out by Moody's Analytics. Moody's chief economist Mark Zandi saying according to his research, the most overpriced city in the nation is Boise, Idaho, which has become a magnet for technology workers who wanted to relocate from pricey California cities when their offices shut down due to the pandemic. Danielle Hale is a chief economist with Realtor.com, and she tells CNN if you've recently purchased a home, you can expect it to hold its value.
Yeah, it is a really unique time. So there's some long-term trends that are definitely in the favor of home prices staying where they are or even climbing higher. And that is, if you look over the last decade, we've built 5.8 million fewer single-family homes than we've had households formed. So we're in a real long-term shortage situation in the housing market.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Watch it. Got your
take.
When you go
to
the
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Class is being taught today by one of the most articulate and knowledgeable broadcasters in radio, Rich Sheban. Rich, back to you.
Who's that? I thought I was on. Hello? Okay. All right. You know, folks, I love to joke in real life, because I feel I need a balance in life because of what I do over 11 years on talk radio. And it doesn't give me any I-told-you-so benefits or you-should-have-listened-to-me type thing. It doesn't do me any good. It doesn't give me a good feeling doing what I'm doing. I know I'm saving lives because I've heard it many times from people around the world, and they thank me for doing this. But I'm willing to be public enemy number one if it saves our country and saves lives, and that's okay with me. But this is what we all need to do. We have to remember the millions of combat soldiers who fought, bled, and died for us. over a million, way over a million died. What do they die for? I mean, this is why the Democrats, with very strong implications, and the rhino Republicans basically say that they've died in vain. And how can you argue with that, with what's going on right now? So I'm going to go through some election fraud real quick, folks, because of time. I want to go into healthcare, and then I'm going to go into general news, which includes economy and things of that nature. So I got a roll here, folks. I saw Dinesh D'Souza's True the Vote, and basically, the 2,000 Mules, pardon me, but True the Vote found unusual surge of absentee ballots in Georgia. I'll mention a couple articles real quick. Voter Integrity Group's investigation shows RICO crimes were committed during 2020 election. Steve Bannon basically says Mark Esper is going to be going to prison after a 60-minute interview and an admission that he was involved with a presidential coup. And, of course, that means President Trump. You know, we have so much evidence. We've given so much facts. And the mainstream media, even Fox, I have an article right in front of me that even Fox joins the mainstream media in boycotting coverage of 2000 Mule documentary nationwide. You know, when I try to hook up, in case any of the people with Dinesh D'Souza is listening, I try to hook up through the join the live stream. I could not get in. I had to literally download Zoom in order to listen to the program, because the powers that be are always censoring, they're always editing, they're always purging, they're always making it more and more difficult. I remember when I tried to get through with Google, everything was in Russian or Ukrainian language. That's how pathetic things are. But let me give you a little math evidence, the evidence of the cell phone tracking of the 2000 Mules documentary. This is the meat and potatoes in a couple of sentences. Trump won, and Dinesh D'Souza and company, Kathy Engelbrecht and Phil, I can't remember their names. Anyway, Trump won with 306 Electoral College votes. Now, keep in mind, we gave over 2,500 pieces of voter fraud information, election fraud information, and foreign interference over the last 2 years, okay? Just what Dinesh D'Souza did proves that Trump won in the biggest landslide ever. And the most conservative example that they used on this documentary, 2000 Mules, and by the way, you can watch it if you go to Citizen Free Press. They published it. I think we watched it Saturday night. I had to give up the local Republican dinner for that to listen to it. And then they started publishing it across the Internet. Citizen Free Press had it. And I think, from what I heard, it was super slow. Everything is being hijacked. Everything right now. But anyway, every day you probably have more and more opportunity. The whole country, the whole world should watch this. The most conservative example, if you took this out, took that out, took this, the most conservative math that Dinesh D'Souza could do gave Trump the win with 279 Electoral College votes. The conclusion here, folks, the election was stolen in heavy Democrat counties in these swing states. It's illegal to pay mules in every state in this country. This is why the powers that be in the mainstream media are spinning like their heads are coming off with these fact checkers. Well, what happened with the fact checkers with the Mueller hoax? The Russia, 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 which the DNC and Hillary Clinton has been proven to have created and paid for. What about all this election fraud? What about Hunter Biden's laptop? People, these people are censoring and surveilling and editing and turning words around and using professional wordsmithing. They're selling narratives through emojis, memes, and professional wordsmithing. That's how pathetic things are getting. This is why you have to do a little bit of reading and research, people. Pretty soon their defense is going to be nanner, 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 or liar, liar, pants on fire. That's how pathetic things are getting. And Dinesh D'Souza did a tweet, and I'm going to read the tweet. It's one sentence. True the Vote has the cell phone IDs of all the mules. Law enforcement can easily identify them, arrest them, and find out exactly who paid them and who on the Democratic left organized this criminal election fraud cartel. Look, if you're part of any law enforcement agency, you've got to do the right thing. You can't think about your paycheck and your pension and your benefit package. You can't. You got to think of the American people. You got to think of the people who we owe us to do our job. We owe these people who died for us. There's so much evidence to the five states right now to decertify. State legislatures, have you sold out? Government workers, have you sold out? We have to start asking, do we really need government workers at this point? I mean, there's some good people. I mean, Doug Mastriano in Pennsylvania, by the way, he's the one who should win that election. And speaking of Pennsylvania, Kathy Barnett should win her election. In Georgia, Candace Taylor should win her election. But you got to read and research. You got to get away from the propaganda. You got to think for yourself. Another telegram here, and this is if this doesn't make your face red and steam come out of your ears, then you're dead. You're brain dead. I'm sorry. I want you to think about if this was you. If this was you or me or any of us, we'd be in the who's gal. Here's the telegram. True the Vote says, I am reading it. God forbid the mainstream media thinks that I twisted words around or deleted or omitted a word or a sentence. True the Vote says the cell phone GPS tracking data they use to find and trace movements of the mules being paid to stuff ballot boxes in Georgia proves that the mules were working out of two Democrat official offices. Are you ready? Okay. I put that, pardon me, that was my words. Are you ready? Okay, going back to the quote. And one of these offices being used for these ballot box stuffings was that of Stacey Abrams. Stacey Abrams. Isn't she running for Georgia governor? Think about this, folks. If you or I were caught doing any of this stuff, any of it, we'd be in the who's gal? Oh, my gosh. We wouldn't be allowed to make license plates. We'd be in solitary confinement. That's how corrupt our country and law enforcement is. All bought and paid for. All right, I'm going to move to health care here, folks. And, Vince, I sent this to you yesterday. I'm going to ask for your comment. The title of this people is Cumulative Analysis of Post-Authorization Adverse Events Reports on Pfizer. And this is received through just February of 21. Of 21. Now, just doing a little math here, that's almost a year and a half. And it's a report prepared by Worldwide Safety regarding Pfizer. Remember all the dumps that's coming out right now because they wanted to wait 75 years to give you this information? Well, Vince, I asked you to go to page 30. There's a list of adverse events of special interest. Would you please tell our listeners in class today how many pages of a list of adverse events of special interest. I'm looking at it right now. If you can't get it up on your screen, let me know. But I've got it up. Can you tell me how many pages are on this adverse event report?
Well, I can tell you that the last 9 pages are nothing but the names of maladies that are caused by the jab.
You or I, or even Dr. Sheely, a physician who can pronounce all this stuff. if any one of us was to take time and read all of these adverse events, including death, by the way,
Do you read every word of just of
That's
just
correct.
The ter- of just the terms? Okay. Well, I read the last 9 pages in 5 minutes. Okay, but that doesn't mean that I was pronouncing every single word. So, for example, shrinking lung syndrome, simple partial seizures. Guillain-Barré syndrome, vocal cord paralysis, uterine rupture, upper airway obstruction, thyroid disorder, lupus, systemic sclerosis, tachycardia. This list, Rich, here's what I did. This is just 9 pages of nothing other than reactions to the injection. I copied just the terminology. This is not the verbiage describing it. This is just the names of the results of what happens with these injections. There were 31,000 characters. I copied it and pasted it into a document.
Wow.
22,000 words. 22,000 words of what happens with the jab. Let me give you an example. Tonic poisoning. Epidermal necrolysis. Tracheal obstruction, umbilical cord thrombosis, urine bilirubin increased. It's just words after words after words, nothing other than commas and results from the vaccine.
2,200 You've seen crazy words. Diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrophies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Rich Sheehan's with us, and Rich, what I'll do is I will post this link with Ron Gibson's broadcast on BitChute. So you can go, class, you can go to BitChute, B-I-T-C-H-U-T-E. Look for Ron Gibson. Ron, as in Ronald, Gibson, G-I-B-S-O-N. And you'll find USA Prepares there with today's broadcast. And what I'll do is I will post the link to this. And we're talking about just the recap. 9 pages, 22,000 words of adverse effects of special interest. And let me just go through a few of them. Autoimmune disorder. Renal artery thrombosis, rheumatoid lung, rheumatic brain disease, respiratory failure, renal failure, pneumonia, liver injury, hypoxia, herpes virus infection, choking, and chronic fatigue. Just a few of the adverse effects of the jab. You'll be able to read this. It is so complex, you just won't believe the terminology, and it's alphabetized. Just the last 9 pages are what we're talking about. Rich, back to you.
Thank you, Vince. Folks, you don't think of the word safe and effective, but they throw it down your throat. That's part of the psyops. What we really need is a Nuremberg II trial worldwide. Remember that. And see, this is one of the many reasons I use published articles in the public domain. And I wish I had time to go into more detail on some of them, but I just don't. I try to go through as many as I can that I feel is important. And you wouldn't believe how much time I spend on this to get prepared for the broadcast. But I want to remind everybody, the last day of the Obama regime, and I'm going by memory here, so I'm paraphrasing. Remember, he changed the definition of public health emergency. He made it okay to force someone against their will to stick something up their nose, to basically weaponizing COVID or whatever plan they're going to use to overthrow U.S. sovereignty. And that's what's happening right now with the World Economic Forum, the UN, and the World Health Organization. They had secret negotiations behind America's back to basically overthrow the American government. That's called treason. You can't say it any lighter. Okay, pardon again my tangents. I have to move on,
Rich,
here.
Rich, I just have one exclamation point. Okay, the 44th Vice President of the United States was a guy named Dan Quayle. He served under George H.W. Bush, and the years were 1989 through 1993. In 1989, this dovetails with something that you said in segment number one of today's class. In 1999, he was speaking in front of a group called the United Negro College Fund. This was in 1989. And his quote was, quote, this is Dan Quayle, Vice President Dan Quayle's quote to the United Negro College Fund. Quote, what a waste it is to lose one's mind. Now, end quote. Rich was talking about how 5G, the weaponized frequencies, and the jab are all causing and working in concert to get to keep us confused, to lose our minds. 33 years ago, Dan Quayle said that. And he was beat up because, you know, figuratively, because of all these slips of the tongue that he made. Now, the question I have after listening to Rich Sheban say that in segment number one of today's class is, did he know something 33 years ago about how we would be losing our minds 33 years later? I think the answer is he knew. He was Vice President of the United States of America. Dan Quayle. Rich, back to you.
Look, we've given tons of information on every front on how this has been planned, all of it. The agenda, all of it. I've gone, remember the 35, 40 different points of the agenda that I've mentioned semi-often over time. Because of lack of time, I just can't do it all every time. But this has all been planned, 100% of it. So it's up to us to do something about it. It's up to us to connect the dots on the agendas, on the objectives. You know, the getting rid of President Trump, climate change, COVID, transfer of wealth, financial enslavement, the Great Reset, the vaccine, social credit scores, Green New Deal, censorship, tracking, tracing, surveillance, assigned sustainability scores, ESG, EDI, UBI, MMT, all by design. Critical race theory to create a one world government, one world currency run by not elected people. Okay, I'm going to have to go into my articles again after this next break, folks, because I'm running behind. We appreciate you being here.
You're going to talk about that non-bank payment transfer system that is a concern to us because we don't know how to help Gwyneth?
Well, I'm going to let you tackle that one since I sent it to you, and we'll take it after the next break.
Right.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.